This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show! Let's have some fun! On a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday, and I'm so excited to be back in my home studio with all the soundboard stuff I've been missing so much. We have all kind. Well, look, you know what we're going to do tonight?
We're changing people's lives.
I might just spend 3 hours on the show going through various soundboard items because that's how much I've missed my baby. How have you been, soundboard? I've missed you. I haven't missed Chris, but I missed you, soundboard. Anyway, here's what we have on tap for tonight. I have a warning, a safety warning that is going to apply to you and everyone you love, and I'm going to get to that in just a minute. Before I get to that, and I'm going to be in a hurry to get to that because I don't want you to get hurt or anyone else to get hurt. Before I get to that, though, just know we're going to get to depopulation, experts. We're going to talk about our experts, Muslims out there fighting the culture war, where you educate your children, Barack Obama, Bill Barr, national parks, why I feel bad for people, why I don't feel bad for others. We'll offend everybody with Juneteenth stuff. I'll get to emails, all that, and so much more is coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. We are going to have fun, but first I have to warn you about something. And if you have to, once I issue this warning, if you have to turn off the radio and call everyone you love, text everyone you love to make sure they're okay, I understand. Just once you make sure they're okay, come back, all right? This applies to every person you know. Well, I went shooting this weekend. 300 blackout. Pretty proud of my 300 blackout. I like it a lot. But the 300 blackout has a pistol brace on it. And maybe you think, Jesse, I'm not worried about it. Jesse, okay, why do I care? Jesse, you went to the range, you practiced. Oh, you don't think you should care? Do you have any idea? You know what? Listen, just sit back and listen in case you don't think you're in mortal danger.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Turned my 300 blackout into a gun. And that brace at the end of it, turned it into a higher caliber bullet. So what happened this weekend? This is why you're in danger right now. Right now, you're in danger. Your family is too. I was out at the outdoor range this weekend and I was shooting my 300 blackout. And I noticed something. I noticed the holes in the target almost looked like they were bigger than they normally are. So I went out there to check things out and wanted to see what kind of groupings I was shooting. And it turns out that 300 blackout went right through the target. And there's this big berm in the back, this big dirt berm in the back of it that normally absorbs every round. Only now there was a huge hole in the berm. Because of the pistol brace, the round went right through the wooden berm. And since that day, this happened, That was yesterday on Sunday. Since that happened, my 300 blackout bullets, those rounds, they've been circling the planet, killing everything they see. From what I understand, it has taken out 4,000-5,000 people at this point in time. It's leveled a city. I don't know when it will stop, if it will ever stop. The pistol brace turned it into an atomic weapon, a depleted uranium
round.
Made
it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Duck, it might be coming at you right now. Duck! All right, look, maybe it's passed, but I will keep you updated throughout the show on the lives that round has taken. I want you to know I've gotten rid of that pistol brace by now. I just don't want to see anyone else get hurt. So just a heads up for you and family members, that could happen. That could happen at any moment. Stay safe out there. Now, I want to start with something that I want to do something I never do. Very rarely. I shouldn't say never. I never do this. I want to address an email. And I'm not going to name this person because I really don't want them to feel bad. I want us all to have a talk. I want you and I, we're just you and me talking. Let's have a talk. The email says this. Jesse, I keep hearing stories about how voter turnout on the right is abysmal, and that is why we lose. This may be the case, but only because we've come to the realization that voting no longer matters. Even if the right comes out in record numbers, the communists control the voting machines and have suitcases of ballots ready to offset any lead by any right-wing candidate they don't like. Do you truly believe that cheating can be overcome by voting harder? Every legal challenge in 2020 was dismissed, so where's the recourse? I believe the sooner we acknowledge there's no political solutions to this, the sooner we can begin to fix this country. Okay. Let's begin here. And this is actually not going to pertain to elections at first. I'll get to the elections in a minute. I have noticed something. Something is increasing in frequency. We need to address it because it saddens me and it's not good. We talk often about the scumbag communists on the left, the vile little dirtballs who want to destroy everything. And they are vile and they're violent and they're anti-humans. And we know all that. Let's set that aside. Let's set aside the climate change nutters and the BLMers and the Antifas and the LGBTQ demon mobs. Let's set aside the left all the way. And I want to have a conversation about the right. Again, it's just you and me talking about the right. Because this is what is happening, not just on the left. It's happening on the right in this country. It is not good and it has to be stopped. People, I'm going to address young men mainly because this is where I see it the most, although I'm sure this is pervasive in young women as well. Men on the right are getting disenfranchised, demoralized, and they're giving up. They're giving up hope for any change in the country or, you know what, set aside the country, forget America. They're giving up any change for their neighborhood, for their city, for their state. They're giving up hope for themselves and their personal lives. I see it everywhere now. They're giving up hope that they will find a dime. They're giving up hope that they will find a meaningful career. They're giving up hope that they'll be able to own a home one day like their dad did or his dad did, because let's be honest, it's much harder to own a home now with inflation and everything. It's very, very difficult. They're giving up hope. And as you give up hope, and I say this not as a lecture, as somebody who has given up hope before. I have been there in my life as someone who has given up hope. This is what happens when you give up hope. Everything sucks. We can't win an election. Everything's cheated. The job market sucks. I'll never make any money. I can't meet a dime. The women are all stupid. And I can't own a house. And everything sucks. When you get to that place, instinctively, as a human being, you know deep down, you know that's not a place you should be. When I'm out of work, let's forget about you. Forget about men. Let's talk about me. I'm out of work. I have a wife, two kids. I have no job. Not only do I not have a job, I don't even know what I want to do for a living, so I don't know where to apply for a job. I am disheartened. I'm no longer a Marine. That was cool, right? I'm no longer a congressional candidate. Hey, man, you were important for 5 minutes. I no longer live in D.C. I no longer have anything. No job, no purpose. I start drinking a lot. Way too much. And I've given up. There's nothing for me. There's no hope. There's no nothing. There's no job. Everything sucks. Everything sucks. And instinctively, you know that's not a place you should be. If that's where you are right now, you know that's not a place you should be. You know you shouldn't be there. And so this is what you do. Like, because this is what I did. I'm not pointing my finger at you. I'm telling you this is what I did. What do? You make excuses. Because you know you don't want to be there, so you start making excuses. It's not my fault. It's not my this. The job market's bad. That's why I can't find a job. I'm drinking too much. Well, maybe that's because my wife isn't nice. Or I snapped at the kids this morning. Well, maybe if he'd pick up his toys. And excuse after excuse after excuse starts to come in. As you give up, as you walk away from life, as you wash your hands of it, nothing matters, I can't do it. Excuses start to pour out of you as the loser mentality conquers your mind. I'm not blaming you. I have been there, if that's where you are. It is time to address it. And it's time to address it for all of us as it relates to elections. And we will get to that in just a moment. Now, before we get to that, let's address your money. My money, all of our money, because there are things we can change and will change, and I know you can. If you're in that down place right now, I know you can. You can, believe me. If I could, you can. But you can't do anything about the value of your dollar. You can't do anything about the fact they're still printing unbacked money like it's going out of style. There's nothing you can do, nothing I can do. All you can do is make preparations. Oxford Gold is where you make those preparations. That's where you backstop your retirement, your 401k, your IRA. You know you need gold or silver in that, right? You know you need physical gold and silver coins in your physical possession. And you know you don't need to be a millionaire to make this happen. You understand how laid back Oxford Gold is, how easy they are to work with? Make a phone call. Be proactive. No excuses. Proactive now, before the problem comes. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday night, only 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and it's a doozy tonight. Before we get back to excuses and elections, I have to give everyone an update. I promised I would update you the entire show.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
The 300 blackout round I shot on Sunday at the range that passed through the berm. We just got word during the break. Look, we're covering this live. We just got word during the break that it passed through Paris. Not only did it kill 79 people in Paris, the Eiffel Tower is no longer there. It actually took out the entire Eiffel Tower. That's just a heads up. If you were planning a trip to Paris, sorry about the pistol brace. I forgot I had it on. The round got too high caliber and it took out the Eiffel Tower. Just a heads up for you and anyone else who was thinking of visiting. Back to what we were talking about. Should we even vote anymore with the election machines? What are you talking about? Well, the cheating, the election cheating. I just had an election here in my town in Texas. There were no Dominion voting machines involved. No machines at all. All there was were, well, there was a good candidate. There was a bad candidate. And the election wasn't even during a work day. It was on Saturday. And less than 2,000 people bothered to even show up. and vote in the election. Good candidate lost. I believe it was by 300 votes, I think it was. By 300 votes, good candidate lost. Bad candidate won. And Dominion wasn't at fault. We were at fault. The right was at fault. In case you're wondering, that's single digits as far as a percentage of the town I live in. Single digits and low single digits. Tiny. I am not going to sit here and tell you that Democrats don't cheat in elections. Democrats cheat in elections. I don't have to be some conspiracy theorist to know this. I know this because Democrats campaign nationally that there shouldn't be voter ID, that you shouldn't have an ID to vote. And look, it's not complicated. There's only one reason why you wouldn't want people to have to show ID to vote, because you intend to cheat. And the second national platform for Democrats is they want all mail-in ballot. They tried to federalize it. Every election's all mail-in. Again, civilized countries around the world have no mail-in voting because it's ripe for cheating. I know Democrats cheat. I know they cheat a bunch. I know they're going to cheat every chance they get because they aren't really Democrats. They're communists, and communists don't have any moral founding whatsoever. I understand that whatsoever. I understand the chips are down. I understand things look rough. Don't use that as an excuse for why you sit on your rear end when primary season comes around and you can't be bothered to show up at the polls and vote out the rhino piece of trash who's currently sitting in office. Texans, looking at you, pointing fingers at me too. Look, this applies to all of us. Hey, don't think I'm picking on Texans. You know I love Texans. North Carolina, why is Tom Tillis in office? South Dakota, John Thune, really? But let me come back to me. I'm going to keep it about me. I'm going to keep it at home here. Texans. Dominion. I'm not even voting because they're cheating. 20% of you bothered to show up in the primary last time we voted for United States Senate, and John Cornyn won 76% of the 20% who even bothered to show up and promptly went back to Washington, D.C. and voted to take away your gun rights, voted for every big swampy spending bill, and Dominion ain't to blame. We have right now an epidemic on the right, and it ain't COVID, and there ain't no vaccine for it. The epidemic on the right is loser mentality. Excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And I just mentioned all the miserable men out there. I mentioned young men. That wasn't fair, because I see this across the board with all ages, as men are getting more and more disenfranchised with society and how they're treated, and inflation and houses and the dimes and everything else. You know what I see a lot of? I see a lot of this. Oh, okay, Jesse, we'll just vote harder. That's what we'll do. Ha ha ha, vote harder. That's so stupid. 20 to 25% participation in primaries? Yeah, son, you do need to vote harder. A lot harder. We have developed an excuse-making mentality. We know we shouldn't be losers. We know we shouldn't be lazy. We know we should be activists. We know we should be running for school board. We know we should be running for state house. We know we should be running for city council. We know we should be knocking on doors for people, donating our time, donating our money. We know we should be getting involved in politics. We know we should turn off the stupid baseball game on Saturday and go do something to take back our town, take back our sheriff's office, take back everything. But we don't feel like doing that because that's the hard work. And instead, it's just easier to say, oh, okay, I'll just vote harder, Jesse. Whatever. Elections don't matter. Dominion stole it. Garbage. This is a garbage, excuse-making, loser mentality. And I've been there in my personal life. Maybe you have too. And you know what? Once you come out of it, out the other side, you look back at yourself and you shake your head. That's a great point, Chris. We can't vote our way out of it. You even have a yard sign up? Have you asked your neighbor about how he's voting? All right, enough. Let's talk about preborn. I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. All I'm going to do is talk about babies. I'm going to talk about you and my book tour last week and how many of you came up. I still remember like it was yesterday. I guess that doesn't make sense because it was just last week, but I remember the couple who came up and she began to cry talking about preborn and the $28 she gives every month and the emails she gets from preborn discussing the lives that now walk the earth because of her donation. You want to do some real good? No excuses, no whining, no I can't do it, no abortion sucks. You're right, abortion does suck. Let's fight back with teeth. Let's provide a free ultrasound for that young mother who's about to have an abortion so she can make the right choice. Preborn needs your $28 to do it. Preborn.com/Jesse. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only 30 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday. Reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We have yet another update on the 300 blackout round.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes more. You can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
300 blackout round I shot on Sunday. You already know it's killed 4,000 or 5,000 people, has destroyed the Eiffel Tower. Actually, a bit of good news. Not all bad news out there. Bit of good news. Just got word it took out a North Korean nuclear facility. That facility is now gone. Not too shabby, right? So, look, doing some good. Sorry again about the pistol brace. Just watch yourself out there. Now, I'm going to leave off that, what are we going to do? Let's leave off the excuse thing, because I want to get back to some politics, but I have to get something off my chest real quickly, because sometimes I'll do things, and right when I do them, it seems like a no-brainer. I just do it on instinct, and then afterwards, I sit and think, was that wrong? You know, have you ever seen that Seinfeld episode where he screws up and the boss is interrogating him and he said, was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I have that conversation with myself a lot. And the reason I have this conversation with myself a lot, it's not my fault, it's the wife's fault, because I've done so many things over the course of our marriage and she'll say, why did you do that? That was terrible. And I didn't know. I didn't realize. So this is what happened. Anyway, this is what happened. You know how you get put on, your email gets put on people's lists. So they'll email you updates. It's the worst thing in the world. That's why I have a garbage dump email account and then one that's actually sacred. Let's talk about my sacred email account. The other day, I get an email. Not from a person. Not from a person. I need to clarify. It was from a doctor's office. A doctor. I also need to clarify this, that I have not used in ages. I didn't even remember where he was. I found out He was in Virginia, which means it's been a decade since I've been to this doctor's office, and it's not as if I've ever had an email from him before. Now, before I go any further in the story, I need to pause and explain a basic philosophy I have for life. I'm not telling you it's one you should have. I'm just telling you it's one I have. I believe in pruning my tree. A tree has dead stuff on it, dead branches, dead leaves. And anyone will tell you, you need to prune them. If you can, snip them off there. Now, you don't have to. Eventually, they'll get rid of it. But if you snip them off there, if you're good about cleaning off the gunk, the tree will grow stronger. It'll be healthier. It'll be better. I am a huge believer in that in my own life. I know people say, well, get more friends. Welcome more people in. No, not in the Jesse Kelly world. Cut more people off. You should have blocked a cell phone already today. Have you blocked someone's cell phone number today? You should have. Someone in your life who texts you, he adds, she adds nothing to your life but drama and misery. And every single time that person texts you, you go complain to your husband or your wife, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend. You say, oh my gosh, Tina just texted me and you're not going to believe it. She's getting a divorce again. And every time Tina texts you, it's bad. Cut Tina off. Snip, snip, prune Tina off your tree. On social media, if you have any social media accounts, and I'm not saying you should, but if you do, you know that you should block like everybody, right? If somebody, it doesn't even have to be bad. If somebody annoys you in the slightest way, it's not like they have to commit murder. If someone aggravates you even a teensy, tiny little bit, snip, 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 prune that tree. Cut them off. Your life will be better. So I need to explain that part of me. And it very much applies to email addresses. We have people who email the show. They're publicists. I have nothing against a publicist, but a publicist, what they do is clients will take them on. Let's say producer Michael is a publicist. He will take on clients. This guy's writing a book. This guy's a politician. This guy's a celebrity. And they'll say, hey, Michael, what I want you to do is get me publicity. And so Michael will then email out everybody he can think of, writers, radio show hosts, TV show hosts, and say, hey, my client would love to come on and talk about whatever. But as soon as you get a radio show, especially one that's grown as big as this one has, they all email you all the time. Hey, would you like to talk to Dr. BBB? He wants to talk about this. And I normally just ignore them. And then I realized life's actually better if you don't just ignore them. You block the email address right away so you never have to hear from that person again. Now back to the doctor's office. I get this email from the doctor's office. I don't know this doctor. It's been a while since I've heard from this doctor. We're not friends. We're not friendly. We're not even acquaintances. The email was talking about how his wife died. I thought it was an odd email to send to everybody on the email list for the doctor's office, but it was a long thing about how his wife died. And I'm not going to go into all the details, but his wife's dead. And then just out of instinct, I didn't think about it. I just went down and hit beep, unsubscribe. Why are you laughing, guys? Was that wrong? Should I not have unsubscribed to that one? Chris? They saw that? What do you mean they saw that? They know? You can see when someone unsubscribes? Oh, no. Do they know that that was the specific email I unsubscribed to? They do? Oh, that sucks. Well, either way, I'm not going to resubscribe now. There's nothing I can do about it, but I don't know that I did wrong there. I just felt like I had to get that off my chest just in case I did. I unsubscribed and sorry about your wife. There's nothing else I can do. There's nothing else I can do at this point in time. Let's move on. Anyway, the president's out there building up our foreign relations.
All right. God save the queen, man.
Queen? The one who just died?
There's no more queen. There's no more queen. Wait, wait. It gets even better. I almost forgot. As long as I'm on the Joe Biden and can't talk bandwagon, I just... John Fetterman, Senator Cucumber. You know him. You know his famous speech. Senator Cucumber, there was a big problem. I-95 in Philly, which I just got back from. It was close to a book tour stop we did in Harrisburg. I-95 collapsed. And so in a real meeting of the minds, Joe Biden stood on stage with John Fetterman, and they really dug into the nitty-gritty about how that highway and other highways are going to get fixed. And I'll tell you what, when I think about other world leaders watching our world leaders, makes me sleep better at night.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the Juul law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Absolutely. He's all over the infrastructure. We are going to get some infrastructure in this place, and we're going to get some infrastructure in this place right now. All right. All right, quit. We have to have a different talk. I want to focus on something different for a little bit because we actually have to talk about something serious. And maybe there'll be a little history around it, but I do want to get to a few of these emails first. We're going to do, there's some Medal of Honor and history coming and all kinds of fun still to happen tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But first, we should probably do something. Let's address you and your garbage towels. I'm sure you think they're okay. You're sitting there drying off after the shower. Wow, it's pretty normal for my towels to be a little rough and they just push the water around. That's normal, but it's not normal. It's not normal. And you don't have to live like some kind of third world peasant. You can instead get yourself a 6-piece towel set from MyPillow. One, it's USA cotton. Part of the reason that water just gets pushed all over your body with your garbage towels, that's because those towels are communist towels. Communist towels don't know how to dry anything. All they know how to do is destroy. All they know how to do is push water around. USA cotton. USA cotton actually dries you off. And MyPillow 6-piece towel sets on clearance. They're $25 right now for a 6-piece set. But you have to go to MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. Dump your garbage commie towels. Get some MyPillow towels or call them. 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. All kinds of fired up on Medal of Honor Monday because that's coming up 10 minutes from now. We're going to do a little nerd out history a few minutes from now, and that'll be fun. I don't know that we have any more updates on the 300 blackout round that is still traveling the planet, but we'll get to that. We'll get to digital fingerprints, what Barack Obama wants, a win against the woke crowd, against the demon mob, except it was from the Muslim community. America's Medical Association is about to make a point for me. We'll tie some history to that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Let's get to some emails first, though, because there are so many, and I want to try to get to those. Dear Menu Whispering Oracle, it was awesome getting to meet you in Salt Lake on Monday and have you sign on that beautiful picture of you in the back of your book. My question is, do you see yourself as a modern-day Paul Revere? After all, you've been warning us the communists are coming for quite a while now. Love the show. Love my Giza Dream Sheets and my Mantis X. Keep up the work. A modern... Man, you know, I don't think I would ever call myself a modern Paul Revere. Maybe, a modern Shakespeare, really? What, Chris? A modern Alexander the Great, probably. What, Chris? A modern Leonardo da Vinci. Probably, I consider myself somewhere along those lines. Probably, I don't want to overstate things and say I'm a modern Paul Revere. Just, I want you to think of me more like Alexander the Great.
That would be better. Me and Alexander, super, super similar. Jesse, you keep saying buy local, but have you looked at your Glock? It says made in Austria. Being a world famous author, you should be able to afford an American made gun. Smith & Wesson and Colt make great dependable pistols and rifles. I personally only buy American made guns, and I wish everyone would. Oh, well, thanks for making me feel absolutely crappy about my Glock. I didn't even think, well, hold on. In my defense, the Glock I bought 4 or 5 years ago at least, and I wasn't as adamant about the American-made stuff as I am now. That is a very fair criticism, though. Put your money where your morals are, and I have an Austrian gun. Austria. Like anyone even knows what, Chris? A Beretta's Italian, Chris. You're lucky it shoots at all. It's Italian. What's wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. Actually, I own a Beretta. We carried Berettas when I was in the Marines, and I can shoot the balls off a gnat with a Beretta because I've just shot it so much. Remember, you're only as good as your training. You're only as good as how many rounds you put through it. I've shot so many rounds through Berettas that I bet my dad at one point in time, I was home from the Marines on leave, and I bet my dad, I forget what the time was, that I could blindfold myself and I could take apart my Beretta completely and reassemble it with a blindfold on. And I think it was a minute. I believe it was a minute. Yes. Oh, yeah. Totally. Just like in the movies, Chris. And I was joking with him that I could. And he told me I was full of crap. And then I did it in a heartbeat. I know my Beretta. So I'm actually not ripping on Berettas. I like Berettas. They're a little... I hate to even say this because I love my Beretta so much. They're a little big and a little heavy for today. There are so many better weapons today. No, I don't need more chalk, Chris. I'm saying the weapon itself is too... Shut up, Chris. Unofficial New York Times bestselling author Jesse, you provided a lot of commentary about Philadelphia. Where did you eat during your time in PA? And did you get a chance to visit the National Civil War Museum? Okay, also your thoughts on the contrast between Philly and Central PA. Okay, so he's talking about the book tour of last week. It was an interesting thing where the book tour event, it was in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Harrisburg is awesome. That's Central PA. That is more what my grandpa's side, my mom's side of the family, my grandpa was Amish, and then he left that life. Some people leave it. But either way, we would go to Central PA, and we would hang out with cousins and aunts and uncles and eat their delicious food. So Central PA is really kind of a home for me. That's kind of where I belong. Philly, believe it or not, I had never really spent any significant amount of time in Philly. And I'm going to say a couple things, and I'm fully aware that I'm going to get a lot of hate mail when I say these things. So love, hate, death threats, whatever you want to email me can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One, I'm a cheesesteak freak. I love cheesesteaks. I just live and die for them. If I find out there's a good cheesesteak place, I'll just eat there over and over and over again. Yeah, if I'm around a good cheesesteak place, I'm kamaling down a cheesesteak. I just am. That's what I do. I asked Philly people where I should eat a cheesesteak. They told me very specifically, Pat's and Gino's, the two famous ones, they said those are the tourist traps that I should go to D'Alessandro's or Tony and Luke's. I need to clarify, they put us up in Philly apparently because it was easier to fly in and out of Philly than Harrisburg. So we were staying in Philly. The event was in Harrisburg. I went to Tony and Luke's. Right when we got there, before we even got to the hotel, I made the driver take us right to Tony and Luke's. It was okay. No, you know what? That's not fair. That's not fair. It was good. It was good. You might even call it very good. It wasn't significantly better than a cheesesteak you can get anywhere else. I could drive you to a cheesesteak place right now in Houston that would serve you a cheesesteak that is, in my opinion, the equal of Tony and Luke's. So the next night, we get back super late from our signing event in Harrisburg, and I want another cheesesteak. I want to give Philly another shot. I decide to go with Gino's, the tourist spot. All the Philly people said, don't go to Gino's, it's touristy. Don't go to Gino's, it's touristy. The Geno's cheesesteak was outstanding and significantly better than Tony and Luke's. And I know the Philly people are going to murder me right now for saying this, but it was. And that's actually not even the worst, most offensive thing I have to say. And this is going to offend way more than just Philly people. This may offend the entire United States of America. I'll get to that in a second. I want to read this really quickly. Jesse, or no, this is Scott from Anchorage. Our pooch has been sick since he was a puppy with thyroid and arthritis issues. The biggest improvement was seen in his coat. It is so soft and he doesn't shed near as much. Yay! He seems to have more energy and we haven't had to have monthly allergy shots. So that is all good stuff. Plus, he really seems to like rough greens and never sticks his nose up when it's chow time. Thanks. I could read you testimonial after testimonial after testimonial of rough greens of people who talk about this lady, tummy issues. This one, he was sluggish. He was depressed. Now he's up and running around. You want to see a difference in your dog? Give your dog nutrition for the first time in your dog's life because the dog food doesn't have any in it. The dog food's dead. Pour rough greens on your dog's food, all natural nutritional supplement, and watch your dog come alive in ways you never thought possible. And they're giving out a free bag, free jumpstart trial bag. You just pay the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse, all right? Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Now, you know what time it is. And then I'll get back to it. I'll offend everybody, and then we'll do Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.